Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
If you've been listening to this segment, Text Roulette, and you've debated, should I send in the question? Should I not? The answer is you should send in the question.
You should. Yeah. If you're going to sit there and tug of war with yourself, forget about it. Just send it in. Let's go.
And if you want that honest opinion from people that have no bias, this is where you need to be. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. Text Roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. We actually just got a couple more texts even coming in this hour.
Can I spin it?
Spin the wheel.
All right. So fun to do that. I love that. Bam, 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 bam. Where's it going to land?
23.
All right.
You got number 23.
And the number is, if you want to get your question in the next time we spin, it's 414-432-1099.
What you got?
Simple question.
You just kind of threw your hands up like, okay.
Does flirting count as cheating? I feel like we've done this a million times on the show.
Well, yeah, but not for
but
text
it's still
roulette.
It's still a debate. It's still a question that people will throw out there.
And sometimes questions, you know, there's a lot more context behind it, and there's a lot of, it's a longer text, but this is just kind of a cut and dry
deal. That's it.
What do y'all think?
Does flirting count as cheating?
414-432-1099. Call right now. We will, oh my gosh, we got a text already.
We right
it,
here?
It just popped in. Yeah. Hit your refresh.
Yes.
We barely got the words out of your mouth over there.
It says yes.
Yes.
Okay, now
flirting is cheating.
I'm gonna come at this right when I read it. Yes came to mind for me too. Does flirting count as cheating? If you're asking the question, it clearly tells me that in your relationship, there's either secrecy or intent.
Now define flirting. Okay, is flirting all about, is it being overly friendly, jokey? My wife Jess will say all the time, why do you always flirt? I'm like, I'm not flirting, I'm just being friendly. I joke around, I poke fun, and that's just my thing. Oh, you're being a little flirty.
It's
just jokey.
If the intent is to get attention and affection, then it's wrong. If it's playful and both partners are comfortable with it, then it's not a problem. But let's go to line number one here.
All right. What do you got?
Justin.
Hey. Ooh, a guy, a dude.
Yeah.
Hey.
I literally was like, hey, Justin, you ready to talk about this? He's like, yes, I am.
Here we go.
So what do you think about this question? Does flirting count as cheating?
Well, I guess it needed to be talked about. Where is it happening? Is it at work or is it out in public? Is it with your significant other?
Right.
So that needs to be thought about. And how new is the relationship? Has anybody been told that it can be okay to be posted like that, a Facebook official thing?
Is it Facebook official?
You got a lot of it. Justin,
he's
got a lot to
talk
about.
So where are you coming from with this, though? Have you been told that you are a cheater and you've had to kind of defend the cheating or the flirting? Or
I'll say it if I did it. I'm not going to let somebody beat around the bush and, you know, make me look bad. People can make decisions, but...
What's going to make you
the better person? You're going to sit down and cry about it with a victim thing, or you realize you scrape your knee, get up, start running again.
Scrape your knee, get up, start running again.
So
look at you, brother.
You've been told that you're the flirt.
I've been told I'm everything but.
Oh, okay. You're talking about like what is the intent? What is the situation? But you don't think it's cheating then?
Ribbing if you're at work? No, I don't think so. There's a lot of things that'll come out of my mouth, and somebody will think it's a very messed up innuendo, and actually it isn't. It's just the way they looked at it. Their perspective made it something that it shouldn't have been.
It's how you took it, what you're saying. Yeah. Now, so has this happened to you at work or out and about at the bars, whatever?
Yeah.
It has.
Yeah, there's your answer.
Careful. Well, be careful there, though, because at work, you know, you don't want that innuendo to go too far.
Okay, Justin, are you in a relationship?
Well, right now, I couldn't even tell you that if I wanted to.
Wait.
What do you mean?
You don't know if you're in a relationship?
The most comfortable place you could be is in the unknown.
Brother, you are getting deep on us here.
Okay, so you talked about Facebook officials. So your status is complicated.
I don't know what it says anymore. I stopped looking and I turned on my dating profile again. I'm not going to keep waiting for people to talk.
You're not waiting. Yeah.
Okay, but now you sound like someone that's like really independent and you're like, this is me. Take it or leave it. But
there's a reason I don't have a dog.
Oh my gosh. But Justin, if you're in a relationship with someone, you both have defined it. It's a relationship.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And if your partner were to say, hey, I took that as flirting, it was a little maybe uncomfortable. Willing to be the one that says,
if the context is cut down, like if you got to have that good of a relationship to start with, that, you know, you're sharing your phone like that. Not that you have to, it's not expected. It's just there's no privacy here because. But I can tell anybody I want, but I can't.
Yeah.
Oh, we kind of lost you there, Justin.
Losing your brother.
Look, secrecy is a red flag. So when you brought up like looking in the phone, if you've got to look in the phone for anything, that is a red flag in your relationship.
This has really gone towards the cheating lane is more than the flirting lane here. So, okay. So the question was in text roulette, is flirting cheating?
And Justin, by the way, his phone was a bad connection, so we lost Justin. I mean,
come on, man.
I mean, look, he's one of those that is, I think, an open book and saying,
right,
if you're not keeping it from someone,
you do it out in the open.
It's not considered cheating. But like I said, though, originally, if you're asking the question, that tells me there's some secrecy, there's some bad intent there. That's hurtful. That's not clear communication.
Or is this person's partner saying, hey, you flirt too much. That's like cheating. And they want to know. Well, okay, let's ask the mixed family. Does flirting count as cheating?
414-432-1099.
Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We got another guy calling into the show here.
Oh.
Thomas, the text roulette question here on The Mix. Does flirting count as cheating? Thomas, it seems like a simple answer, but maybe not.
Listen, each couple has a duty to create the doctrine, the Bible. How are we going to get down? Okay. So a lot of people, listen, you enjoy a partner, but you're not enriching them. So your behavior and conduct reflects on your mate. It should be divine. That's it.
So you're saying...
Oh my gosh, what beautiful language you're using.
You're saying
it's divine.
You shouldn't be flirting. You should be putting your partner ahead of everything.
Listen.
Yes.
Yeah, if your partner can leave your mind because you're around other people,
uh-huh.
You haven't grown up yet.
Okay.
Ooh. This comes from
a relationship expert, okay?
Preach.
I do relationship architecture and engineering, okay?
Okay.
I'm the guy, okay? So communication skills and relationship understanding are lifelong acquisitions, and they need constant refreshing exercise. Nobody is all grown up. Stop it.
I like your point, Thomas. Wow.
Thomas, you are a love professor, is what you are.
Love Professor
now,
Thomas.
In your relationship, what do you do? What do you do daily to keep that love and that passion alive in a relationship? What are your go-to moves?
I carry my mother in my heart.
Oh my God. Did you just say you carry your mother in your heart?
Oh.
Yeah.
Thomas.
Proudly and gladly. Okay, so I don't miss her from the earth plane anymore because she's right here with me.
Oh my gosh! Wait, are you in a relationship? I mean, I'm not looking. I'm happy.
Yeah, but are you?
There are a lot of women that listen to this show that are going to be like, "Where do we meet Thomas?"
I'm courting a young lady, and I'm not sexually active, and we're not going to be sexually active until we define our intentions and that we truly value one another.
And okay. So are you saying that's a sit down conversation, or this is just something that you feel?
It's more than a sit down conversation. It's a philosophy and a methodology, and a relationship should embody that.
Wow. Man, I'm blown away by what you were saying,
and,
Thomas.
And Thomas, with the original question of does flirting count as cheating? Wouldn't you say just the fact that you're throwing that question out there to text roulette on this radio segment is very telling that boundaries aren't being respected, you're not getting that validation from your partner, and that alone means y'all need to have a heart-to-heart of what your intentions are for the future of this relationship because they may not be aligned.
Exactly. See, here's the thing that people always try to make a workaround. See, vulnerability is inescapable. But it is manageable with approach vectors and understanding. And see, I help people with their vectors. Because see, a plane can't take off and land without a vector. So.
Oh my gosh, are you writing these things down?
Man, I'm writing these things down.
Do you have a book out there?
Well,
vulnerability is intimacy. And if you can have vulnerability with your partner, then you have that intimacy.
Intimacy and vulnerability are inextricably linked.
Wow. Well, Thomas, will you please let us know what's going on with you in this relationship?
Yes,
because I'm telling you, there are people that would love to meet you.
414-432-1099 if you have anything else. Anybody want to add something? I don't know if you can top what Thomas was saying.
What are we going to call? Love Doctor. Thomas the Love Doctor.
Love Doctor.
That's exactly what he is.
Big time love doctor.
It's text roulette. What a conversation. Thanks, everybody who's texting or calling in. And if you have more you want to say, 414-432-1099. It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix, still talking about this text roulette question. Does flirting count as cheating? Hi, who's this?
It's Christina.
Christina with an accent. Christina.
Is that south side? Is that Cunningham? Yeah. Or is that a little bit further south?
From Orange, Texas. Fruit City, baby.
Okay, so what do Texans think about this question?
Y'all do it bigger in Texas, so what you got?
And so I firmly believe I've been with my husband for almost 30 years in total. Woo. Been together since the seventh grade.
Seventh grade?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I've been, if you're going to flirt with your significant other, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, you don't need to be flirting with anybody else other than the person that you love.
Flirt with them, and that keeps the relationship hot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You just be like, hey, baby, you be looking good today, you know?
You have to do it with the accent, too? Should I do it with the accent next time?
Absolutely. Sure.
Yo, Jess, you looking good? Are you fine?
Okay, Christina, when you're flirting, though, does that accent come out even stronger?
Yeah, a little bit.
When you're drinking, it does, too, I bet.
Well, we really don't drink.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's all cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that, though. I'm going to try using that Texas drawl.
Okay, Christina, your best Southern accent, though. What nickname do you have for your sweetie?
Boothang.
Boothang?
Boothang.
Okay, so I want you to say in your best Southern accent, I mean, really bring that twang. Be like, hey, boo thang, you looking fine. You should come over here. How would you say that?
Absolutely. I go, hey, boo thang, what you in here doing?
Yeah.
But flirting should be with your partner. And again, if it's disrespecting them in any way, it's not okay. Is it cheating? That's up for debate. We've heard so many different takes on this. But really, it comes down to don't disrespect your partner because that's going to lead to some problems.
Flirt with your partner more.
Absolutely. 100%.
Well, thank you, Sugar Pie, for calling into the show.
Bless your heart.
God bless. Basically, God bless. Another way of saying screw you.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.